Thank you for tuning in to this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wellbridge, Ohio. This weekend's homily was given by Father Eric Schild, pastor here at St. Jerome, on Sunday, January 27th, 2019, the third Sunday in Ordinary Time. Now here is Father Eric.
The Spirit of God is upon me because he has anointed me to go out and do all these amazing things, to proclaim liberty to the captives, to restore sight to the blind, to do all of these amazing things. Jesus today takes those words that were given to the prophet Isaiah and he says, this is me. I'm the one who has the Spirit of God upon me. I have been anointed to go out and to be the Son of God to all of you. And he claims that role because of his anointing to go out and to do some pretty powerful things. And I think today, hopefully we realize that we have that same anointing. Not the anointing as the Son of God, but the anointing as his children to go out and to do amazing things. It all happened for us at our baptism. Again, we were anointed. At our confirmation, we were anointed. And why are we anointed? We're anointed to go out and to use the gifts that God has given to us to do some pretty awesome things. However, there's two things I've been reflecting on that I think kind of take away that progress or take away the possibility of us going out and using that anointing for amazing things. One has come to my mind over this past week and a half as I went to the March for Life. Again, going to the March for Life and standing up for the cause of life and trying to rid our country of the scourge of abortion, that type of thing. Again, abortion kind of takes away an individual's way to fulfill their purpose in life. You know, from the very youngest of age, when I saw this past week on the anniversary of Roe versus Wade, that the New York State legislator, under the direction of the Catholic governor of the state of New York, passed legislation to be able to literally abort a baby in the third trimester right up until birth, I literally was disgusted. I mean, literally, in the state of New York, they will not lethally inject a murderer who's up for capital punishment because that's too cruel. But a fully grown baby in a mother's womb that could come out any day, they will lethally inject and kill it. And those legislators got up and applauded as if this was some championing of human rights. And I just thought, how disgusting and how awful to take away from the very young and innocent their ability to fulfill their anointing, their purpose. You know, and as I look at my own nieces who had their birthdays this past week too, so all this is going through my mind, and as I look at them, and as I FaceTimed with my little 2-year-old niece, Elsie, the other night, and she finally now can say my name, which is what kind of, I'm Aik, and I'm happy with that. I'll take it, because Eric's kind of a hard thing to say. So Uncle Aik, you know, and I see the joy, and I wonder to myself, boy, what will she do with her anointing? How will she impact the world? How will she change things positively? She's already done it in her 2 short years with our family. But then I think 2 years ago, if my sister-in-law had lived in New York, she could have just killed her. I think, I can't process that. I can't figure that out, that we have the power to take away somebody's anointing, somebody's purpose, and then to applaud for it and champion it and say, this is what we should be doing. Awful, awful, awful. And so I think the other way that we thwart this whole anointing, this ability that every single one of us has been given, is we kind of say, well, I'm not holy enough to do that. You know, I couldn't have been given the gift of healing or of administration or prophecy or, you know, I couldn't have been given this gift of speaking in tongues, or I couldn't have been given the gift to go out and impact somebody's life in a very positive way. Somebody else far holier than me can do it. Somebody else can do it. And I think we sometimes can forget how powerful we are because of our anointing, not on our own, but because of the gifts that God has given to us. And sometimes we sit back and we think, boy, I just can't do anything about this mess of a situation. Yes, you can. And yes, we can. But again, how often do we say, well, somebody else can do that? You know, I guarantee when I go home for my niece's birthday party today, this will happen. It happens every day or every time I go home. Eric, why don't you lead us in prayer? And every time I look at my family and I go, I've been praying all morning. Can't you people pray? I mean, like, why does it have to be the priest all the time? You know, I've been doing it all morning. You know, like, can't you people do that? You know, like, again, but Father, you're holier and you know, you're closer to God. Well, maybe that means you should be holier and closer to God too. And you know, again, just because I'm a priest doesn't make me, you know, holier than you. So again, sometimes we see that just in our daily interactions, or I see it. You know, or we say, well, somebody else can take care of that. Or here's a need, but I don't need to do that because somebody else will be given that gift to do it. I was talking to a young man the other day, and he was asking me about priesthood, thinking about priesthood, discerning priesthood. And he had just become Catholic a few years ago. And so I said, well, what made you become Catholic? And he goes, one of my high school friends asked me to come to Mass, and I liked it. What if his friend had not asked him to go to Mass? What if his friend thought, well, I don't need to worry about that, or that's uncomfortable to ask him, or what if he rejects me and didn't do it? That young man likely would have never become Catholic and would not be thinking about priesthood right now. Think of all those times that we had the opportunity with the gifts that we've been given to make a huge impact in somebody's life, and we dropped the ball. Out of laziness, out of whatever it was. And we said, well, I just don't. Somebody else can do it. Somebody else holier than me can handle that. Again, my friends, we are far more powerful than maybe we give ourselves credit for because of the anointing that we have received. And that's one of the things as we celebrate Catholic Schools Week this week, something I'm always mindful of, growing up in a Catholic school and now leading a Catholic school, of how important it is to instill those gospel values into our kids one way or another, through Catholic schools, through religious education, through good parenting, that those kids are important, that they're powerful, that they have the ability to make a huge difference with the gifts that they have been given, even at a young age. How important that is for us to instill in our children. And I think about how we try to do that every single day at Catholic schools and how important they are to our society and our church. But the reality, my friends, is that all of us have been given great power to do great things. And the question is whether we'll use that power for the good or whether we'll just hope somebody else does it.
Thank you for tuning in to this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. This weekend's homily was given by Father Eric Schild, pastor here at St. Jerome. Make sure to tune in each week as Father Eric unpacks the scripture from the weekend and shares real-life stories that will help bring scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.